Experience holiday cheer at Tanger Outlets with savings up to 70% off your favorite brands. From fragrances to accessories and the latest styles, discover the best gifts for everyone on your list. Save big at Nike Factory Store, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Coach, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Thursday morning on our special mini miracle day. Just a quick reminder, I will not be here tomorrow. Paul Santos will be in for me because I've got to be somewhere at 9 a.m. and I didn't want to run the risk of being late. So I said, you know what? Paul loves to fill in if he has the time, and I don't give him enough opportunities. So he's going to fill in for me tomorrow, and I hope that you will all call in and engage with him. He always brings a fun but also informative program every time he fills in. And then I'll be back with you again on Monday. So, but today we are raising money for Scarlett. She is 7 months old, and she is dealing with soft cleft palate, and it is a correctable issue that will also alleviate some of the hearing loss that happens as a result of it. And Victoria Grisella is here from the United Way of Greater New Bedford, taking your donations for Scarlett. And you can call in at 508-996-0500. But we were talking about this before, Victoria, the idea that, you know, we never realized that soft cleft palate would affect somebody's hearing like that.
No, I had no idea. But the more I thought about it, I was like, yeah, I guess it was really all connected. So, you know, mom had told us that once she has this next surgery to fix the soft cleft palate, it actually should change some of her hearing loss. And so she might get a little bit of that back, but they're not 100% sure on that either. That's something they'll only know once it happens and once she gets through recovery, and then they'll deal with next steps. But, you know, who knows what else might be affected that they're not realizing right now. But it's amazing how to really just think about how everything's so interconnected.
And it's almost like time is of the essence to have this corrective surgery, because not only just because of how difficult things are for this family, but also because, so Scarlett's 7 months old, she's going to start talking soon. And if she's going to have hearing loss issues, you want to be able to have those corrected before she starts talking so it doesn't affect her speech.
Agreed.
Right now, they don't even know what kind of an effect this will have on her speech. So if we can get her to gain that weight enough that she can have that surgery, then they can get ahead of that. And hopefully she learns to speak the same way anybody else would.
Right. And so much of that weight gain is going to be, you know, that specialized formula that's sitting well with her stomach. It's those pigeon bottles that are you know, just life-changing, game-changing for her, but both are very expensive. You know, we said earlier in the show that those pigeon bottles come in a pack of two for $30. You know, she feeds eight times a day, and right now mom only has two of those, and so she's constantly doing dishes. She's constantly cleaning everything, so we're hoping to get her a couple more so that way she can have a little bit of a rest and some downtime too. You know, and that the formula itself, Tim, I cannot believe that price tag of $50 per
that lasts box. Like, 2 days.
That's amazing. Like, that is so incredibly expensive. I'm so glad I don't have kids. I mean, like, the expense of it all is just, you know, when you have a child with special needs like that, the expenses pile up pretty quick.
So doing the math in my head, and it's not my strong suit, so if I'm wrong, you know, forgive me.
I can't tell you. I don't have math skills either.
But I'm thinking that's $175 a week.
Yeah.
Just to have that formula. And we're talking now, you know, $600 a month, mm-hmm, or more. Right. Just and you're only feeding the baby formula. What's going to happen when you start moving into other foods and you're going to have to get specialized, you know, and everything's going to have to be mad and you're going to have to go through, mm-hmm, so much. We can avoid all of that.
Exactly.
By being able to help them get this taken care of. Casey, you know what we should have done is we should have told them for you to go out there and do that. They had to make a donation to Mini Miracle. Oh, sorry.
Hello. Missed opportunity.
But we were talking about how time is of the essence, you know, to get this done so that Scarlett doesn't run into issues when she starts to talk. Mm-hmm. So she can get her hearing loss issues hopefully taken care of before she begins to talk. And one of the things that we were talking about with Megan, and we talked about it on that call that you heard, and you can hear that at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. We won't have time to play it again this hour, but you can certainly go and listen to it in the story. But one of the things she talked about is, you know, getting sensory toys for her to be able to play with, things that will help her kind of develop, even if she is still having some of these struggles. And those aren't cheap. You know, right. It's not like walking into Walmart and you can walk out with something for $5.
Right, right.
These are specialized toys that will help that are going to be coming at a doctor's recommendation.
Yeah, so I think that, you know, everyone wants help for Christmas, right? They want to make Christmas season nice for their kids and their nieces and their nephews or whoever's in your life. You want to make Christmas nice. It might look a little different for Scarlett. And she's not looking for, you know, the traditional stocking stuffers that other kids are going to be finding on Christmas morning. They're looking for the items that are going to help her develop despite any challenges that she has faced in her very short life so far, her very young life. And so I think that the sensory toys coming through, the formula coming through, really meeting the basic needs, those bottles coming through. And I know that Megan mentioned that Scarlett has tried some purees. She's moving into the solids. So we want to make sure that food isn't going to be coming back up her nose or aspirating, like things you don't even think about. You're taking for granted. This is something that Megan has to think about every day, all day long.
And she's dealt with 7 months of formula running that risk. And that, that's not to say that that's any easier, but it's easier than when you started to get into solid foods. You start getting into solid foods or even purees, now you really got to worry about choking issues.
I'm telling you right now. Okay, so Gavin is 14 months old and he has his own set of challenges for like dietary things, but he's going to be fine. He's not facing anything like this drastic. But even so, our child starting solids is one of the scariest things that I think any, especially new parents, when this is all like, this is all uncharted territory for us, right? We've never had to worry about our kid taking small bites and chewing right and learning how to, just the coordination of chew, swallow, and not choking.
Like I saved an adult once from choking on a banana.
Oh my God.
And it was my dad. And then I had to get saved. On Thanksgiving, I was choking on a piece of turkey.
Oh my God.
And you think you can give a baby turkey. Oh, the baby's going to eat the turkey. No, I was choking on a piece of turkey and I'm 46 years old.
But think about how scary that was for you as an adult, or your dad as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And now imagine poor Scarlett, 7 months old. And this is the, like, it's something that can happen by chance to anybody, but the risk is higher for her. And that is what Megan has to deal with 8 times a day. That is what Megan has to face, that fear, 8 times a day when she moves to start solids. Right now it's on purees, which that's hard enough. But eventually when she moves to, I mean, she's teething now. So she has, I think, 2 teeth is what she said. And God bless her during this season of life. Teething is tough. But when she has a mouthful of teeth that can handle other textures, that's going to be a risk. So that's why the surgery is so important. And that's why in order to get the surgery, she has to gain the weight so that the doctors think that she's going to be safe undergoing that procedure.
And if she wants to, you know, we were talking about some of the other things that that can help. We talked about paying the rent and, you know, gas to get up to Boston, fixing the car, things like that. But even just, you know, they want to be able to buy some books for Scarlett because
books are great.
She loves to be read to.
Babies love books.
She loves the, as you mentioned, they call her the secretary up there. You
it's
heard
so
her talking
funny.
About that, you know, and also, you know, things like they need some bed rails. Mm-hmm. So she had mentioned that the she sleeps in a crib that's kind of attached to the bed, but what if you want to take her and put her on your bed, you know, and you're worried about her falling off and all of that. So just little things like that that you don't think of that you could be the person to help her with today. And so as we're, you know, you can call in 508-996-0500, make a donation that way. But Victoria, what are some of the other ways people can donate if they'd like to do so?
So the easiest way to do it is to just text wishes 24 to 26989. It's super easy to do. You can also, you know, like Tim mentioned, you can call in. We'll take your pledges right now. We can run your credit card right now. You can also go to WBSM.com and you'll see that there is a donation link that you can just click on that while you're there. Check out the story. Check out that big smile. I mean, how could you not want to help this little girl? She is the cutest thing. And we just want to make sure that she's taken care of and she's ready to have a great life.
But people can also come by here if you want to drop off a cash donation, drop off a check. We'll be taking those until 9 a.m. And you can say whether or not you want us to mention you on the air. You can also mail in a check to the United Way. The information is there at the story at WBSM.com. We're going to have that up all month long, so you don't have to worry about that going anywhere. The text line is going to be active all month long. So even if right now you're like, listen, I've got to get my family's Christmas presents taken care of. I've got to, you know, it's the beginning of the month. I got to pay this bill and that bill and that bill. You know, if this was only coming at the middle part of the month, I'd be able to donate. That's okay. You can donate then as well. Because even with, you know, this outpouring of generosity that we're seeing from everybody today, there's going to be more things that come up. And when the United Way takes on a mini miracle family, it isn't just a one-day effort of we're going to raise some money for you and then there you go. It's a partnership now between the United Way and that family to make sure that all of these challenges that they're facing are met. And it's because of you and because of the donations that you're able to make. So we hope that you will continue to make those throughout the course of this hour. One thing I do want to emphasize, though, in the past, in past years, we've said that you could easily keep calling in even after the show is over because we can take your donations. Unfortunately, with our new phone system that we've had since last year, we can't do that. So we're only going to be able to take your donation calls until 9 a.m. because then I got to give the phones over for Chris for his program. But that doesn't mean you can't continue to donate in all those ways that are listed at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. And you can always just go right to the United Way of Greater New Bedford website as well. So all of these various different ways for you to be able to help, but it's really about whatever you can do. So as we've been saying all morning, no donation is too small. No donation is too big, right? They're tax deductible. So you might as well make it as big as you can.
Yeah. But every little bit helps, though.
Right, exactly. And think about this. Think about times when, you know, you've been up against it and just a little bit could help. Think about that time you've had to go to Boston and you didn't have the money for gas or parking. And we were figuring out this, you know, after we spoke to Megan, we're trying to, like, just do the math ourselves. And we figured out a trip to Boston, a tank of gas, park. If you're going up there twice a week, you're probably paying $100.
Easy $100. I mean, you know, a couple of years ago, my dad was being treated in Boston and we had to go up, you know, every couple of weeks. And it is not cheap to park in Boston. You know, the hospitals do what they can to lessen that. But yeah, it's an expensive day. And then you figure at some point, like, mom needs to grab a coffee. Mm-hmm. Mom needs to grab some lunch. And all of those expenses add up very quickly. So any way that we can, you know, support her in these trips, you know, it sounds like she's got a little family up there, though, which is great. She's got a great support system at the hospital with other moms, with children with similar issues. And she's built this little support group. But, you know, there's definitely a lot of expenses that I'm sure she worries about frequently.
And we were talking when you were in there taking some calls, Case and I were talking about how, you know, this is somebody who was, you know, gives her time, what little time she has, to other causes. You know, before Scarlett was born, she was working with organizations like United Way, PACE, things like that. And now she's running a mom's Facebook group for moms that have kids with cleft palate. So this is, you know, this is a person that is motivated to give back already. And she just needs to have the helping hand and the time to be able to do so.
Agreed. And I can see her being that mom that, you know, when Scarlett's surgery is done and taken care of, like, she's going to be that cheerleader for other moms going through a similar situation. And I can see her being a really awesome cheerleader for those moms because she knows what it's like and she's been there. And she knows that, you know, this surgery is going to change her daughter's life.
All right. Well, I'm going to take a break here. If you want to call in and make a donation, we got one coming in right now. We got a call coming in. Hold on. You know what? Let me take this call first and just see if it's somebody. Good morning. You're on WBSM. How you doing?
Oh, good. I just wanted to make a donation for the little girl.
All right. Well, we are happy to take that information. What I'll do is I will put you on hold and they can take that information off the air.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Do you want to give us your name at all, you know, to the radio audience?
No.
Or do you want to? Okay.
No, that's okay. That's okay.
All right. Thank you. We're going to put you on hold. We'll be right with you. And hold on. We got another one coming in here. Let's take that. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good. Any idea of how Fairhaven High School made out last night?
They lost last night.
They did.
Yeah,
I was figured that would happen.
Yeah, they came out pretty hot, and then Hudson scored a couple of touchdowns, and then Fairhaven had a chance at the end. They actually recovered an onside kick, but they couldn't make anything happen on that drive, and then their final drive ended up throwing a pick.
Well, but so. You know what? They were there.
Yep, absolutely. And they can hold their heads high. It was a great season, a great game.
Oh, yeah.
And Hudson deserved every inch of that win, too. So.
Yeah, well, they didn't lose the game.
Nope.
But they didn't get beat.
Right, exactly.
They did lose the game, but they didn't get beat.
Absolutely.
All right, good enough.
All right, have a good
Thank
day.
Thank you. Right, bye-bye.
All right, we are going to take a break here. We'll be back in just a moment. If you want to make a donation, 508-996-0500. We will be right back. Scarlett is a seven-month-old girl suffering from, well, again, I keep saying that, but facing the challenge of soft cleft palate. And her mom, Megan, is the sole caretaker for her and the person who gives her 24-hour care. And we are trying to help raise money for them so that not only can they take care of all the bills that are coming up, because Megan spends all of her time caring for Scarlett, but also we're hoping that we can help Scarlett gain the weight that she needs to be able to go and have the surgery to correct the soft cleft palate, because she's also having hearing issues, and that corrective surgery could help with that as well. So we're trying to do what we can to make sure that a little mini miracle happens for Scarlett and her mom, Megan. And you can read all about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can hear our phone call with Megan where she explains all of it. And just to give you an idea of what she's up against, we asked Megan to come here to the studio so that we could record something with her, because obviously we're not making the mom of a seven-month-old come in here at 6 o'clock in the morning when, you know, as she said, she sleeps when Scarlett sleeps, and we don't want to disrupt that pattern. So we said, you know, you can meet us at a time that works for you. And she was supposed to come here and then ended up having car issues, so she couldn't even come here. That's what they're facing. She couldn't even get her car fixed to be able to come here to do the interview, to be able to get help that she needs. So we can help with that too. And that's what's so great about this program, is that we're always able to help these families we bring forward because of all of you. You all do such an amazing job coming through with donations each year to make these many miracles come true for these families. And it just seems like that is what's going on here today, from all the calls that we're getting, from the people who are dropping off donations, from the people who are texting in donations to United Way. And we're able to keep track of all of that as it's happening. So we see and we know all of these great donations that are coming in, and we appreciate each and every one. No donation too big, no donation too small. And I think we got a call coming in right now. So let me make sure I bring up the phone pot here, and let's go to the phones and see if it's somebody who wants to make a donation. Good morning. You're on WBSM. Hello.
Hey, how's it going? It's Mario over at Boca and Fairhaven.
Hey, how's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
Doing well, doing well. And I'm assuming that you know, you've heard this story and you wanted to call in and share something.
Absolutely. Yeah, I heard about the story. My niece, who works for the station, told me about Scarlett, and yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we're gonna make a donation to Scarlett and her family. Yeah, I mean, this is you know, it's certainly you know, a sad, but hopefully a good outcome in the end.
We appreciate that so much, and you know, what's important is that we're able to not only, you know, help with all of this family's financial needs, but all this community support from business owners like yourself and the others have called. And that just shows Megan and Scarlett that they are part of a big community here. And you're always great about those kind of things too, Mario.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's the least we can do for the community. I mean, you know, the community supports us in my restaurants and, you know, you have to give back. And this is just you know, a case of, you know, you can't go without helping out.
And I'm going to say to you exactly what I said to Dr. Souza earlier. So when Scarlett has this corrective surgery for her cleft palate, when she's eating solid foods and she's able to come into Boca and have a nice big plate of spaghetti and meatballs, you got to take a photo of her eating it with that big smile on her face, and she can be the new face of your marketing campaign.
Absolutely. That sounds like a great idea, actually. Absolutely. That's fantastic.
All right. Well,
we'll do that.
Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and to everybody over at Boca.
Same to you. Thank you, everyone.
All right. Thank you, Mario. Okay. And if you want to call in and make a donation, 508-996-0500. We are going to go to the news, I think, for the first time this morning. Phil Devitt's been in there waiting to give us that half-hour news. Phil, I'm going to let you do it this time. And during that news break, if you want to call in with a donation, 508-996-0500. But take it away, Phil Devitt.
The search for a killer after a health insurance CEO is gunned down in New York. Trump ready for his first sit-down interview since the election. And changes at the happiest place on earth.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
A killer on the run after the leader of the nation's largest health insurance company was gunned down in New York City. Police say United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson was shot multiple times Wednesday while exiting a hotel in a targeted attack. The suspect was in a ski mask and fled on a bike. A report says he used a silencer. The NYPD said it was a brazen attack that was planned. Detectives were interviewing Thompson's coworkers and reviewing video footage. Two students are in the hospital and a suspected gunman is dead after a shooting at a California school. Police say the incident happened at a Butte County Elementary School Wednesday afternoon. When officers arrived at the scene, they found a deceased man believed to be the shooter with a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Two children were injured and were taken to the hospital in unknown condition. The investigation is ongoing. President-elect Trump's first network interview since the election will be this Sunday on NBC's Meet the Press. The network says the interview with show moderator Kristen Welker will be taped on Friday and then air on Sunday morning. Clips of the interview will be released prior to the show. Welker interviewed Trump for NBC News in September of 2023, which ended up being his only network sit-down during the presidential campaign. Seniors in America are paying more for health care than seniors in other wealthy countries. According to a new study, a Commonwealth Fund survey shows about 25% of American seniors spent at least $2,000 out of pocket on health care last year. Researchers say under 5% of seniors in France and the Netherlands spent at least $2,000. The study shows those in Australia, Germany, and Sweden, and several other countries spent less on health care than seniors in America. Pope Francis has a new all-electric Pope Mobile. The CEO of Mercedes-Benz presented the vehicle to the Pope Wednesday at the Vatican. The German automaker has been supplying the vehicles for the Pope for nearly 100 years. The CEO says the all-electric Pope Mobile sends a clear call for electromobility and decarbonization. Mercedes-Benz says a team of specialists worked for over a year to build the handcrafted vehicle, which is based on the new G580 model. And Walt Disney World is planning to unveil several new magical experiences for guests next year. Test Track at Epcot, scheduled to reopen with a new storyline late next summer. The high-speed ride expected to showcase the evolution of General Motors vehicles over the last century. Epcot will also get a new luxury lounge inside Spaceship Earth in the late spring. At Magic Kingdom, a new evening parade will kick off next summer. And these are only a few of the newest attractions set to come out at Disney through 2025.
WBSM Sports.
Celtics beat the Detroit Pistons at TD Garden last night, 130-120. Some famous faces in the crowd, including Bar Rescue's John Taffer and TV host Maria Menounos, who's a Medford native. Celtics staying put at the Garden for a game with the Milwaukee Bucks on Friday night. Bruins beat the Chicago Blackhawks last night, 4-2. They're home to play the Philadelphia Flyers Saturday afternoon. And the Fairhaven Blue Devils made it all the way to the Super Bowl again, but came up short against Hudson at Gillette Stadium last night. Final score, 21-14.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Windy this morning and cold. Temperatures getting into the low 40s today, but feeling lower. Sun back on Friday, but even colder, barely getting above freezing. Warming up to about 40 for Saturday and 45 for Sunday. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And today is our very special mini miracle broadcast. We are raising money for 7-month-old Scarlett and her mom, Megan. Scarlett, who is dealing with soft cleft palate and hearing loss associated with that, and who needs to gain weight to be able to have surgery in order to correct that. And you can read all about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. You can hear the audio of our phone call with Megan and hear the complete story, and also find all the different ways that you can make your donation to the United Way of Greater New Bedford. But we are also taking your phone calls. If you want to call in and make a donation, you can do so at 508-996-0500. We have a caller on the line here, so let's go to the phones. Again, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How are you?
Good. This is Chris calling in from Leach Garage and Auto Body.
Oh, good morning.
Good morning. I was listening in on my way to work this morning, and, you know, I think all of us have been in a place where we've had to take care of somebody and know how much it takes out of us. And, you know, and then you have the financial aspect that makes it even worse. So that being said, we'd like to donate $500.
Wow.
Towards Scarlett.
Thank you so much.
And her mom. You're welcome.
And again, you know, I feel like we've been saying this with everybody that's called in, but, you know what it's like to be part of the community. You know, Leach is always doing great things for people in the community. And so this is going to be something that will not only help this family, but you're going to be inspiring them to give something back when everything is going right for them. I know that they'll turn around and they'll pay this forward.
Yeah, I'm sure they will, and I hope this helps them out and, you know, makes things a little bit easier for the next few months. So, especially when you have an infant, you know, it makes it that much more difficult, you know?
Especially when you're not able to get any sleep.
Yeah,
know?
That too.
Just getting a good night's sleep will make all the difference, and you're helping to make
sure.
That happen.
Good, I'm glad. Very glad to help.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you and everybody over at Leach.
Same here. Happy holidays to everyone. Take care.
All right. Thank you, Chris. And now we have another call here coming in, so I'm going to place them on hold for a second. Actually, you know what? Let's take that call right now and see who it is. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I just wanted to make a donation, and God bless that mother and her child. And I wanted to make a small donation of $10.
We appreciate that. Thank you so much. If you don't mind holding on, I will put you on hold, and then they can get all your information.
No problem.
All right. Hang on. We'll do that right now. We'll put you on hold.
Thank you.
And we'll have Casey and Victoria get all your information. I'm going to take a break here so that we can make sure that we don't fall behind on those, but we can take more of your phone calls and your donations at 508-996-0500. And you can also send app chat messages as well, if that's easier for you. And I can send you the link to donate that way, if that's easier for you. Or you can get it right from WBSM.com and the WBSM app on the Mini Miracle story. And also, you know, as we're trying to help you, trying to help this family and getting you to donate money, I also every day want to try to find ways to save you money. And save you from having to do a lot of the things that eat up your time. You know, we're talking about poor Megan and the fact that she has to spend all of her time taking care of Scarlett and her needs. What if you just need somebody to take care of some things for you, to take some things off your plate? Well, one of the places that can do that for you is Dash Laundromat. Because they're not just about cleaning your clothes, they're about convenience. So whether it's dropping off your laundry to be done, and there's safe, secure lockers right outside. You can drop them off whenever it works for you using the Dash Laundromat app. Then they'll wash them, dry them, fold them, put them back in the locker, and you can go pick them up whenever that works for you. Or if it's pickup and delivery service, you can go and drop it off at Dash and not have to worry about it. You can also have them come pick it up, deliver it. You can also go there and wash it yourself if you've got the time to do it. And they're even going to reward you for that because they actually give you rewards back that you can use. I went there. I put $20 on my Dash app to be able to do my laundry, and I got $5 back instantly. So I didn't even pay to dry my clothes. I still have money in my account because I instantly got that bonus and said, well, I'll just use that to dry it. So I still got money sitting there. That's the way they want to get things done for you at Dash. Convenient, quick, easy, done well, and also giving you back that time. And right now you can drop off unopened toys for tots as well. If you want to find out more, go to dashlaundromat.com and follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. But as I said, you know, we want to save you money too as you're helping out and donating money. So don't forget that starting tomorrow, we are going to have a Seize the Deal for Dash Laundromat, which, by the way, is located at One State Road in Dartmouth. If you go to seizethedeal.com tomorrow morning, you will be able to get $50 in e-vouchers to Dash Laundromat. And an e-voucher, by the way, means you can use it instantly. So don't do the laundry today. Put it off till tomorrow. Get that deal. Get the e-voucher sent to you instantly, and you're going to be doing your laundry for half off. Amazing. You are going to get it done at Dash, and it's going to be done. I mean, my clothes are cleaner, brighter than I ever could have done on my own. So again, dashlaundromat.com. Follow them on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. And don't forget that Seize the Deal tomorrow at 9 a.m. Right now, I've got to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few moments with more of our Mini Miracle broadcast. All right, I just happened to open up the Seize the Deal page, and I just want to point out I got that wrong. The deal for Dash Laundromat actually goes on sale at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Not 9 a.m. So 8 a.m. tomorrow, be at seizethedeal.com to make sure that you get that. We've got a bunch of stuff going on right now. I've got calls coming in. I've got people at the door. I'm going to ask the intern, if you wouldn't mind running to the door, ask Aiden in the Fun 107 studio to help you out. And we're going to get that donation that somebody's dropping off. And we've got folks that are sending me app chat messages asking me to send them the link to be able to donate to Scarlett. I will do that during the next break. I can't do that at the same time as I'm talking. But what I will say, too, is you can also just go right to WBSM.com. You'll see Scarlett's face as soon as you get there, right on the main page. And at the bottom of that story, if you just scroll down to the bottom, it says, here's the ways you can donate. And it'll tell you the link is right there to be able to donate. You can click on that link. And then make sure that when you are donating online or when you're donating via the app, which if you want to send an app, I'm sorry, a text message. I get so confused with the WBSM app and how you can text us using it. If you want to text 26989 and then send the phrase wishes 24. So text wishes 24 to 26989 and you can get a link sent back to you. Thank you very much. And that will allow you to click on that link and then make your donation. So text 26989 and text in wishes 24. And make sure you select the Mini Miracle family there too, because you're going to get the option for whether it's Holiday Wish or Mini Miracle. And thank you very much to the folks. Did you ask them if they wanted to have, did they say if they wanted to have their name said on the air or no? Okay, well, I'll say it anyway. Thank you to Fernando and Diane for their donation of $100, which I'm going to turn over to Tori right now. There you are. And we had somebody else that called in, and Casey's working on some stuff on the phones, and we'll figure all that out. But this is what happens toward the end of the show every year, Victoria, that
it gets a little crazy, which we love.
Yeah, that's what we want. And we want to remind everybody that we only have your ability to call in at 508-996-0500 to make a donation until 9 a.m. this morning, because I've got to turn the phones back over to Chris McCarthy in South Coast now. So if you want to make a donation after 9 a.m., if you want to make a donation tomorrow or next week or later this month or any of that, you'll be able to do that right through WBSM.com through the Mini Miracle story there. It's going to stay up there. It's going to be in the upper corner. It's going to be in the top menu bar. You're never going to be able to miss it. So you'll always be able to find it when you want to make a donation. So I think we got a call coming in right now. So let's go to the phones. Let me make sure I pot it up there. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, this is Melanie from First Citizens Federal Credit Union. How are you?
Hi, Melanie. How are you?
Doing well. We've been listening in to the Mini Miracle
over here at First Citizens, and Scarlett and Megan's story has absolutely touched us. So we wanted to call in and make a donation. We'd like to support the family by donating $250 to help with some of those medical expenses.
Thank you so much. In addition,
yeah, of course. And in addition, we'd actually like to buy a week's worth of formula and some specialty bottles in hopes that Scarlett can, you know, gain the weight that she needs to get her next surgery.
That's incredible. Thank you so much, Melanie. That's amazing.
This is the third time it this morning, and it's only 8:46, and I have been left speechless.
I just had Casey crying in the other room. So. It's been such a great morning.
I mean, this is going to go a long way to not only helping, but, you know, with the financial aspect of this, but also giving Megan that peace of mind when it comes to being able to feed Scarlett. So this is huge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no one should have to worry about, you know, the next meal for their baby. So whatever we can do to help.
We appreciate it. First Citizens always steps up to the plate to help families in this community. And that's what makes what you do so great. Thank you so much for making this donation.
Of course. You're welcome. Thank you guys for hosting the Mini Miracle.
And happy holidays to you and everybody over there at First Citizens Federal Credit Union.
Thank you. Happy holidays.
All right. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
And we are just stunned by the generosity of folks today. We had Casey, while you were out of the room, we had somebody come in and drop off another check. We are just getting donations in left and right, but we still have about 12 minutes left in the program. If you want to call in and make a donation, 508-996-0500.
So this is, Victoria mentioned that I was starting to tear up. Thanks. I feel like I need to defend myself here, okay? There's a reason that I started tearing up in the other room, and I really need Victoria to be the one to tell you why, because if it's me, I'm going to start crying again. Mm-hmm. So, Victoria, can you please tell our wonderful, generous listeners why I started to tear up in the other room?
Yeah, so we just got an email in from Megan, who is Scarlett's mom, and she's been listening this morning, and she can't thank everybody enough for everything. And one of the things that she wants to do to say thank you is the folks that are donating today. She's actually going to make a onesie and a hoodie for surgery day so that Scarlett can, you know, walk into surgery knowing she's got this huge community behind her, with all these folks that have donated and really made this day a reality, and, you know, have her, you know, her whole community supporting her behind her.
Guys, the goosebumps.
That is amazing.
Imagine the, like, manifesting of this support that Scarlett is too young to really understand what's happening, but for the mom to be very aware of the community rallying behind her daughter, how much love she must be feeling right now in a time where it's very, very hard for her to just kind of get through the days. You know, as a sleep-deprived mom, probably, you know, just trying to make it through, make the best for her daughter. She now has the community support of, I don't even know how many people who have donated so far, and this isn't even just today. This is for the remainder of the month. So I can only imagine how many names are going to be on that onesie. And Scarlett's going to go in with her big smile, and Megan is probably going to be so moved by this.
And I'm going to pledge something a little bit different here, because we're going to get this surgery done for her. We're going to get her soft cleft palate fixed. She's going to start eating solid foods and going to have no problem. And when she is ready to have her first steak, I'm going to be the one to buy it from her, and I'm going to get it from the butcher shop.
Oh, yeah, that's a great idea. They have great food over there.
We're going to get her, and I don't think she'll be ready yet for maybe a tomahawk steak, but we'll get her a nice sirloin or something over at the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. And if you have never been over to the butcher shop and had some of their delicious meat, you're going to be like a baby having a steak for the first time, because it's going to taste unlike anything you've ever had before, whether it be one of their steaks. Like I mentioned, the tomahawk is out of this world, but, you know, any steak that they have over there, as well as their chicken wings, their pork chops, their seafood, everything that they have over there. And it's not just a butcher shop where you go in and get your meat. There's all kinds of other things there too. You can do all of your shopping there. And you maybe when Scarlett's ready for cheese, we can get her some cheese from the cheese fridge. You know what she is ready for now? Hmm. We can go get her some of Maria's rice pudding.
Oh, I love rice pudding. That's a
great idea.
You haven't had rice pudding if you haven't had Maria's rice pudding. So maybe we'll get some of that for her. So check out the butcher shop, 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford, and make sure that you think of yourself as a baby tasting it for the first time You'll be blown away. All right, I got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. 508-996-0500. Our final 9 minutes if you want to call in to donate on the air. And then, of course, you can donate online and through text after that. We'll be right back. Welcome back in. The final 6 minutes of our mini miracle broadcast for 2024. And we are still able to take your calls at 508-996-0500. But I think, ladies, after this, I could probably use a drink. Especially if we can really, you know, knock it out of the park here in these final 6 minutes. I think we should all celebrate later on. We don't, it's a little too early now.
For but, who? You could have a nice mimosa with breakfast.
A Bellini.
Now you're giving me ideas. But you know where we can go to get all of this.
You're going to tell us.
I'm going to tell you. You can go to Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, where it's the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy, but also want to remind you that they have a special tasting that's happening tomorrow. So if you want to take part in their special holiday mini tasting, it's happening tomorrow from 3 to 6 at Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. They're going to have whiskeys, tequilas, wines, vodkas, and more. So get in there and try something that you have never tried before, or maybe a favorite, but why not? It's a holiday tasting, right? It's the holidays. Have a little, even though you know you like it. But they'll also have a discount on all the items that they have a tasting for. So you can save some money while stocking up for the holidays. And also while you're there, don't forget to join the Rack House Club or sign up the whiskey or bourbon lover in your life for the Rack House Club. And that would be an excellent gift for them for Christmas. Hey, every month you're going to get a bottle of something that you are going to love. Plus a few other little gifts that are in the bag each month as well. And they'll get 10% off all their whiskey and bourbon purchases all year round, as long as you keep them an active member of the Rack House Club. You can find out more by going by Stevie's. When you go there for the tasting tomorrow, you can ask them about more, or just ask me tomorrow, because I'll probably be there. Maybe not the entire time of 3 to 6 tomorrow, but at least for part of it, but probably for the entire time. It's been a long week. So Stevie's Wine and Spirits, 115 Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven. So again, final few moments here. If you want to call in with a donation, 508-996-0500. After the fact, once we're off the air with this broadcast and we give way to Chris McCarthy and South Coast Now, everything is online at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So you can find the link to be able to click over to the United Way's website and make a secure donation. You can find all the information if you want to write a check and send that to the United Way. You can always text anytime. Text WISHES24 to 26989. And that information is there as well. Just make sure whether you're texting or whether you're using the website that when you get to the drop down that says please select a family, that you select Mini Miracle. And that's how we will know it will go to Scarlett and to Megan. And then, of course, if you want to drop off a cash donation, a check, any of that, we'll still be here collecting it. And we'll be able to make sure that we get all that information from you for the United Way so that they can send you a thank you. And I hope that everybody at the United Way's fingers fall off with all the thank you notes you're going to have to write for these donations.
I hope so. I mean, we've
had
so many.
It's a great problem to have.
It really is a good problem to have. We've had so many wonderful people call in this morning. So thank all of you for listening. Thank you for hearing Scarlett's story. And thank you for giving her, you know, the chance to, you know, just thrive. That's really what we're looking for everybody in the community at United Way. And this is just one aspect of our work is Mini Miracle. So know that we're here for you all year round. If you need help yourself, you know, you can give us a call and we can see what we can do for you. But, you know, we are just so thankful for everyone who is listening today and supporting Scarlett and her mom.
And just in the final few moments that we have here, you know, let's just kind of talk about the process. You stay with the family. You'll be following along with what goes on. You'll be able to give us updates about how she progresses.
Absolutely. You know, we like to keep in touch with our families all the time, see how they are doing. I cannot wait for surgery day for Scarlett. That's going to be huge. I'm so excited to see that. And we'll be able to update you on when she's having surgery and how well she does. And then, you know, watch her as she grows.
You know, we talk about, you know, January, new year, new you. Like it's really going to feel like a new lease on life for Scarlett. Tell me not. Because every single hardship she's faced in this 7 short months, it probably feels so much longer for Megan. But it's probably all going to resolve itself after this one simple procedure. However, it's just the obstacle she has to face getting to that. It's the catch-22 of having to gain weight to have the surgery that is going to fix the issue that makes it so hard for her to eat. And this, you know, revolving door.
And everybody that has donated today is going to be the reason why they get there. Mm-hmm. So whether it be, you know, if you donated $1, if you donated $1,000, you're helping to get them there.
I am blown away by the outcome of today. I don't know about you guys, but I have had goosebumps. I have been speechless. I have run the gamut of emotions in less than 3 hours. I need a nap.
See, you got to wake up and listen to this show more because you would know how awesome this audience is already.
I know that they're amazing. I have always known that they're amazing.
I'm just trying to get her up a little more. That's all. She's like, I am awake. I'm just too busy to be able to listen.
No, you know what I'm listening to at 6 a.m. is the Wiggles.